You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. In a 19-hour marathon session last week, the New Hampshire House plowed through hundreds of bills in an attempt to prepare for the handoff to the Senate. The bill we informed you about last week, the bipartisan HB 1665 Advisory Independent Redistricting Commission, was one. The commission, which is designed to end gerrymandering and create fair voting districts, passed 203-121 and is headed to the Senate. But let me repeat, 121 legislators voted against fair voting districts and for a system that supports gerrymandering. Also passing last week was HB 1525, a clone of a bill vetoed by the governor last year, which requires dark money groups conducting $2,500 or more in political spending in New Hampshire to register with the Secretary of State. This bill passed, but still only by a 198-124 margin. The governor sees such disclosure of dark money actors as a chilling effect on free speech, as cited in his last veto message. Did you know that it's currently permissible for a corporation to make a donation directly to a New Hampshire legislator's campaign? While Citizens United stops a complete ban, HB 1643 makes corporations and unions redirect restricted fund donations to PACs and super PACs to reduce campaign finance influence. The bill passed in a voice vote. The legislature is closed this week, so it's a great time to speak with your legislator by phone. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.